This is beloved Robert Beese, who has been with the Masters for a long time in this life and probably many lives before. So, Robert, please tell us a little bit about your life.
Okay. It's been an interesting life. It's been very exciting. Met challenges and then very interesting things. I have never done anything like bungee jumping or parachute jumping. So I was born to loving parents in Chicago, and I had a very good childhood. I remember out in nature a lot. I was running through the woods pretending I was a Native American, and swimming in the lakes. And later, my father was a builder, and then eventually we got this resort where we had little boat slips and rented rowboats and things, and that was a great opportunity for me during my high school years to get in contact with the public, interact a lot with various people. I went on to Northern Illinois University there, got my degree in history and earth sciences and teaching. And shortly after that period of time, I encountered the Ascended Master's teachings. Now, I had a good foundation. I was ready for it because I was raised in a Christian Science home, and there was always metaphysical discussions going on. And I learned early in life that divine love permeated everything in the universe, and that the diffusion of matter and spirit is where it was at. And so when I encountered the teachings of the Ascended Masters, it was like a natural transition. And so I joined the staff of the Summit Lighthouse and had the blessed opportunity to be with Mark Prophet for about a year. And I saw how he was really nurturing to all, each and every one of the staff and people who came, and was a very clear and joyful channel or amanuensis for the Ascended Masters. And he worked with his wife Elizabeth and trained her as well to be a messenger. And so after his transition, of course, I stayed with the organization with Elizabeth, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who we referred to as Mother. And then I served on the staff for 24 years. And we moved from Colorado Springs to California to Montana. And I ended up a construction department head up in Montana and was able to apply a lot of the things I learned from working with my father and various jobs along the way. And we did a lot of building there at the Inner Retreat. So then life had all kinds of twists and turns. I ended up in California, and I ended up teaching for a while at the Thomas More School, and went back to college, got my master's in science education, and at Bozeman, Montana State. And then when I ended up in California, I was with a lovely woman, Linda Knopper, and her three dogs. And she's a nurse, and I was started my own construction business and did that for, well, I'm still doing it today. And so I was with her until she took her ascension in around 2007. And eventually I reconnected with my old friend Kathleen here, and we got married, moved to Mount Shasta, and here we are with our two cats and our many heart friends. And so didn't mention, I have two children, Bruce and Elizabeth, and they're great souls of light. And Bruce is in New York City, and he's a project manager in construction. And my daughter is a registered nurse working in Billings. And my previous wife is still working for the Summer Lighthouse organization down in Corwin Springs. So,
oh, I hear Patricia here talking about bees. Would you like to tell us a little bit about how you, Robert Beese, got into the bee business?
Yeah, my name is Beese, and I had this bee painted on my truck with a B and a Z. And people kept asking me, are you a beekeeper, you know? And I'd have to say, well, no, it's just my name. And so I actually had an opportunity to take care of some, while I was on staff, to take care of some bees for a while, you know. I took over from Philip Hogue and took care of about a dozen beehives and transported them down from Montana down to California, and they ended up at Camelot. And so I had a little bit of experience with bees and wearing a hat. And so I decided to, you know, start it up again. And so for the last few years, I've had beehives. And there's many young ladies out there working for me every day. What am I doing now? I'm kind of blended a whole lot of things together, and I'm teaching part-time at College of the Siskiyous, which is a local community college, and it's also where Kathleen teaches. And I'm teaching construction, you know, basic construction. And right now the program is expanding, and it'll be a greater opportunity here in the future. But I still have my day job. I still have my remodeling business, and I'm keeping that going.
And tell us about the farm, our backyard.
Oh, the farm, yeah. Our backyard is becoming a farm, and so we've been told anyway. We've been doing a lot of gardening and trying our best to apply some permaculture principles. And we have a friend of ours, Jenny Miles, who is very actively engaged in helping us out there. And we built this big Hugel culture, if you're not familiar with the word. I like saying it. anyway, we got everything planted. And we're doing an experiment with quinoa to see if quinoa will grow here and flourish.
And one last question, and tell us a little bit about spiritual activities here in Mount Shasta and what it means to you personally to be here in Mount Shasta.
Well, it's great. Everywhere you go, you see somebody you know, and there's a lot of people walk around, you know, wearing violet, you know, and you know, just kind of intuitively that they're into Saint Germain. And there's probably a half a dozen groups here, you know. And so you meet people, and there's a lot of interest in the masters, and there's a general vibration here that's, I guess it's just the mountain. And, you know, you said that St. Germain is going to return to Mount Shasta. Well, he's always here. This is one of his hangouts.
Does anyone else have any questions of Robert while we're here?
I might have skipped a few years here and there.
Any extra stories about our beloved Mark Prophet before we go?
Well, he could give you a bear hug, and you really knew it. And afterwards, you know, that whole thing about giving a spiritual boost, you would feel a spiritual boost. He would say, "Hey, how are you today?" You know, and he'd call you Bob or, you know, whatever. "How are you today?" You know, he'd give you a big old hug, and he'd just lift you up sometimes. And afterwards, you're just like, wow, you're walking on air, you know. He's like, what did he do, you know. And he just had his way of infusing you with the light that you needed at that time. And I think that's what we all need to do in our own way to the people that we meet and encounter along the way. You know, not making a big scene about it, not them knowing it. Just, you know, subtly transfer to those people whatever they need, a charge of light. By the grace of God, you're not doing it. It's the I Am Presence, it's the Holy Spirit that's doing it through you. You know, it's the ascended masters doing it through you. So you just offer yourself as an instrument wherever you go, and you say, well, help me to know the right thing to say, you know, some funny little thing or whatever, you know, just to raise somebody's spirits.
Thank you, Robert Beasy, for being with us today, and we look forward to more stories from you and more stories from our wonderful heart friends as we proceed each Thursday to have these heart friend interviews.